This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. In their first day back at the state capitol Monday, Colorado lawmakers made a symbolic gesture in how they tackle the housing issue. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
On Monday, lawmakers renamed one legislative committee in the House and another in the Senate to include housing in their titles. The change is part of a larger move by Democrats to make housing affordability and development rules a key topic in the new session, House Speaker Julie McCluskey.
Housing is a statewide concern, which is why this year we will pass policies to remove the unnecessary barriers that have made it more challenging and difficult to address our critical housing shortage.
Local governments worry this means the legislature could intervene in how cities and towns set development policies. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A Baca County rancher who lost about 80 cows to theft last month says his animals were not insured. Steve McKay, fourth-generation rancher on 18,000 acres of land in the far southeast corner of the state. He says the combined value of the cattle is approximately $100,000.
You know, if I'd have been a 30-year-old man and just getting started, it would have broke us. But we've got a little equity built. We'll survive.
The Baca County Sheriff's Office and the Colorado Brand Inspection Office are investigating the theft. More snow is expected in the mountains this evening. Vail could see up to 5 inches through tomorrow as another winter storm moves through the Rockies. Drivers should expect icy road conditions along I-70 through Vail Pass. The Front Range may see a dusting of snow overnight. Right now in Denver, it's 50 degrees. This is CPR News.